In the contest for the week, we have in first place, I know you guys are all excited to know who's the winner of this this week's challenge, is Triple B Busters. Congratulations to Karen, Kirk, Patty, and Brian. So they're in first place with 2,900 points, 2,975.
Good job.
I had no idea.
Good job. Second place is Team Fierce. There's a lot of you on Team Fierce. I see some of you here on the call. Good job. 2,700 points. Well, I'm rounding up here. And then third place is the Belly Crushers. So that's Kevin and Diane's team out there in Saskatchewan. So third place today, 26. Barely. It's a very close race between second and third. And so good job, everybody. It says these are Yeah, so he just asked if he wasn't able to get on, if I would do that. Hey, Brad, I see you there. Brad and I just had a great time down in Las Vegas. Definitely spending some time doing some real work, but also networking. And then we played a little top golf. So that was a great time. And Brad even beat me with, you know, recovering from his broken wrist. So good job, Brad. Okay, well, guys, I don't know, Jay, if you want to say anything else before I get started, but I do have a quick training I wanted to get into here tonight.
No, go on, man. I'm ready for it.
Okay, I don't know how to mute everybody, so if you're being noisy, I think I can boot you out of the meeting. So if you're noisy, I'll just boot you out, or you can mute your phone. Okay, so today, I don't know if you can see my screen that I've shared, but I want to talk again about, so we find a way to make a lot of things more complicated than they need to be. A lot of business comes down to very simple basics that we do on a daily basis. What do you do when you first wake up? What is it that you do right before you go to bed? If those things aren't intentional, please, please start there, because that's the first thing that sets your day off, is the first thing that you do right after you wake up. For a lot of people I know, they take that time to either do it in prayer or meditation, or they read motivational book or something that's not just hurrying to wake up, to brush your teeth, to get in the shower, to go to start your day. That can't be how you live your life. I promise you that's not how millionaires live their lives. They're intentional. They wake up and they have their day starting off right. So the basics, right? And that's what I want to kind of, I contemplated what I wanted to teach about here tonight. And really, if you go down to the success that I've had, not only in network marketing, but in other areas of business, a lot of it comes back down to how you communicate. Okay. So the way that you communicate with your teammates who are already on your team, the way you communicate with potential new partners, or even your customers. So communication is a huge part of business. It's a huge part of life in every relationship that you're in. How it is that you express how you're feeling to somebody else in an appropriate manner, and how you listen and understand how other people are feeling. And in network marketing, but more importantly in life, being able to communicate is a huge, huge skill that all of us need to rely, all of us need to focus on improving our communication skills, no matter if you're as good at it as I don't know, Joni, or if you're just brand new and you don't know how to express yourself to other people, you act out like some of you who have teenage kids. A lot of the reasons why they're acting out, I believe, is they don't know how to properly communicate. So let's learn in the business world or network marketing world, what is it that we use as a communication tool? And there's lots of ways that we both verbally and non-verbally communicate. The things that we say are important. The things that we don't say are important, right? Can you guys nod if you agree with that? You know, like the things that we don't say can say a lot about how we communicate with people, right? And so when you're doing it in person, there's an added aspect to it. But what I'm going to talk about is over the phone. And a lot of us have started mastering the three-way video chat, which is awesome, because then you get the in-person a non-verbal cues going on also. it's really hard for me to read somebody when they're on the phone and they could just have you on mute on the side there and they're still doing their other work. So three-way video calls is something that we could start getting into doing a lot more of. But let's master the three-way call here again. For those of you who have network marketed for years, you know how to three-way call. This is a quick reminder that that's one of those basics that I talk about that you need to do when first thing you wake up or last thing that you do before you go to bed. Those things have to be intentional. Three-way calling is one of those skills that need to be intentional. So it's absolutely, if you give me a nod if you can see my screen share. Yeah, you can? Okay. So it's essential in network marketing because you're building a network and you're building relationships with people. Relationships require communication. And some of us kind of go in waves of doing really well at communicating. I'm looking at myself here. And sometimes not doing so great, or the frequency of communication starts to go lower and then it comes more and then less. So when you're thinking about calling with your teams and you're trying to maximize your time, would it not be better to do three-way calls with your own team that are already in so you can talk to more people or even more than three-way call? So your success in business in general, you can break that down again to basics. I believe that network marketing, one of the basic principles that you can get good at to be successful is three-way call. Now, we talk a lot about momentum. We've seen some massive momentum. You've seen that in your life in both your businesses. You've seen momentum in learning any new skill. I saw momentum growth when I was learning a language, how it was just really super hard and it put in a lot of work and really difficult to get started. And then once you start, it starts to click, right? And you start to understand and you start to get rolling. That's what momentum can do, is you can really start to get rolling and learn quickly and easily, and it becomes easier. That's what we want to do with three-way calling. It's a very simple skill that you can teach somebody new and have them start to duplicate what you're doing. I know that what's coming is going to be a focus has to be that what we're doing is more duplicatable.
They can only see me.
I can't. I'm going to kick somebody out. Who is it? Okay. So anybody can do a three-way call. Anybody can be taught to do it. I'll share some examples of that in a second. You can definitely do it wrong, right? You can definitely do a three-way call wrong. And it's not that just getting on the phone is good enough. A lot of what we do in business, just because you're doing activity, just because you're busy, that doesn't mean you're doing a good job. I have people who work for us here that are always busy. That doesn't mean, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but that just being busy doesn't mean you're always doing a great job. And so we're going to go through a few quick tips of how you can do a really good three-way call. So the first thing that you really have to consider is if you want to do a three-way call with me, you really do have to plan a little bit more in advance than just sending me a text, hey, do you have 5 minutes right now? No, I really don't. Some of you might. But if you could say, hey, I'm planning on doing an hour of three-way calling on Thursday from 3 until 4, would you like to do that with me? Maybe you have somebody and we can just work together for 1 hour and do three-way calls. That's planned. You've planned that out. You're intentionally going to do that. I think I deleted all the individual slides just because it got way too long. Have you ever been on a three-way call where it's like, okay, I'll patch you in. Hello? Oh, no, not there. Oh, hello? Are you there? And so you just kind of look foolish. Kylie's laughing because we've done that. But it's learning, right? It's knowing what phone you have, what phone they have, making sure you can get it. I'm going to talk a lot about edification and how you can properly edify who you've asked to be on there. It doesn't matter as much what experience they have, how long they've been in the business, but it matters how you represent them. My favorite point is number 4. And when you do three-way calls with me and you've asked me to represent you as your business partner, and then I listen to you talk for 15 minutes, you're not getting me on the phone again. It's your time to be quiet and it's my turn to talk. And if I ask you to do a three-way call, it's my turn to shut my mouth and listen to you, because there's a lot of method to why we do three-way calls and who the person is talking about it. In everything that we do, we want to make sure that somebody else can learn from us and do what we've done. So there's no point to being a rock star, phenomenal person if nobody's learning from you, because the whole point of building teams like this is so that we can all learn and grow and benefit together, because we all benefit from the growth of each other's business. That's one of the great things and differences between network marketing, which I've grown to really love, and traditional business, is we all benefit in each other's success, both financially and, you know, intrinsically, of feeling like we're helping other people. Okay, let's talk a little bit about edification. I believe that you can find in yourself and in other people at least three things, three good reasons why any one of you should listen to any other one of you. There's three things about you, and you probably need to know those of yourself before you're sharing it with other people. There's three things that you have in your life that you've done, or that you have experience in, or that you have a skill of, or you have knowledge in. There's three things at least of every single person on this planet that would give them a reason to listen to you. It may not necessarily be related to Dynamax, right? I might say you might want to listen to my wife, Brandy, because my wife, Brandy, grew up in, if I'm talking to somebody from a small rural town, my wife, Brandy, grew up on a small farm in southern Alberta, and you guys would connect based on you both had horses when you were little kids, something like that, right? So there's something that you can connect who your audience is with who you're talking to. If you're reading the slide there, I don't read the slides as they go, so you feel free to read them. But you need to be able to, give the person you're talking to more, you're buying yourself some time so that they can talk and that they're interested a little bit more into what you're going to say. Because essentially, you're going to want them to build a little bit of trust in both you and who you're having share so that you can pitch the business to them. Okay, so I love three-way calls. Especially when we're talking about three-way calls with new potential business partners that are short. I don't believe that a great three-way call is 15 minutes. I believe that you need to introduce and then invite to the next event. So maybe the next event is another three-way call, but it's you need to really set the tone of how you want to do your business in the very first call. If you take 15, 20 minutes with the person and you had asked for five, they're not going to want to join you again for another call, and they're not going to want to come to your event, and they're not going to want to come to your meeting. They're not going to want to buy your product, because you just made a busy person put out of their way of what they didn't really want to do in the first place. Be quick. If you set the expectation that you're going to take 5 minutes, take 4 minutes. Be like, you know, I really respect your time. This is quite important to me. And I think that, you know, we're kind of at the stage where I'd like to invite you to another thing. Would it be all right if we took 10 minutes the next time that we called and really get into it? But maybe on your timelines, whatever time would work, would this day or this day or this day work? Give them three options. Would that work better for you if we were to do that? And they may say, you know what, actually, I'm quite interested. Could we keep talking now? That's happened before. And at that point, when you allow them the choice to participate, continue to participate, that's when you're welcome to continue on. But please allow them to be the one to make the decision. Every time, back to sales training 101, every time you get a yes, another yes, it's a great thing. Even if you are asking, does this make sense? Why is that the number one phrase that salespeople use? Because you want them to be saying yes. Because in their mind, when they start saying yes, the big yes is a little easier to make. Okay. So back again to being quiet. If I'm talking about the comp plan and I miss something, I completely missed telling them about the special, your favorite thing, the car bonus. I missed it completely. Don't interrupt at that point. Maybe make a note. And then the next call, we can bring that up. It's not your time. Oh, yeah, by the way, Gord, you forgot to mention that we have this awesome car deal and you can get it. That's not your job at this point to interrupt and to talk about it, because you just edified me as the expert and now you're interrupting me. So it just from a strictly psychological point of sales, you've just taken that special, like that I'm the specialist, away from me. So don't do that either. And you do that to your new people, even if they're really struggling through. When we have a new person join our team, we have them be the voice of the three-way call, right? And they might not know everything, and that's totally okay too. You don't need them to know everything. You want them to get experience and practice at it. Don't interrupt them either. Okay, somebody's drawn on that. That's pretty cool. Okay, practice, practice, practice. You really do have to get good at this. So my sister, here's a quick little story for some of you here on Fire, so you were part of this. I know Melissa had to do quite a few. Well, we did some fake ones. So what I did is I believe that when you think that it's a real three-way call and you don't know that it's fake, that Gord may have called his sister to be a fake new potential client to get some training. Melissa did a couple three-way calls with my sister where she was the voice. And I said, hey, Melissa, I have this friend named Barb or whatever I made up. Could you just give her a quick three-way call? So 5 minutes of your time, Melissa, I'm very sorry that I did that. But I'm not actually, because Melissa is great at three-way calls now. And those first initial ones where she was, we'll say average. Can we say that? we got out of the way and it was very, very easy for us to do. And then I got to give her feedback and I got to maybe coach her a little bit of how it would be beneficial if we talked like this, or we shortened it, or did things like that. That's what leaders do. That's what leaders will help and show the way and guide them so that they're doing it properly. So when it is a real potential person, they can be polished for it. And the best way to polish is to practice. Okay. You do not have to go through the entire, every detail of the company when you're in that first 5 minute call. And that's the reason why I really love that we keep it under those 15 minutes. Okay. Under five, mostly. You can do three-way calls with everything, right? Coaching calls. You can, if you're working with a new partner, and how many of you have new partners that have joined within the last 6 months? Maybe you working one-on-one hasn't worked so well. Maybe you just need to bring in another person to each one of those calls. Accountability calls are great with more than one person. That is something that, I mean, Loretta does this extremely well. She's actually created the entire Fresh Start thing is based on accountability, really, with multiple people. This is that whole concept, bringing it into, you know, a three-way call scenario. Invitations, obviously, always great. Hey, I'm actually on the line right now with one of my partners who's going to be there. Maybe I'll introduce you. So at least when you're coming to our event tonight, you know one other person, right? How much better is it for somebody to not walk into a room completely blind, knowing nobody? And then you can say, hey, you know, I know it's kind of awkward walking into a room with 20 some people when you don't know anybody. So let me introduce you to one person that will be there and they'll be by the door. And that way you have a familiar name. You say stuff like that. That's a 45-second phone call. And when you're inviting 20, 30 people to an event, you need them to be shorter. Right? Okay. Again, if you're learning and you're getting better and better at doing some of these basics, you want to be learning and doing it with somebody else so that their skills are improving gradually along with you. You also want them to be duplicating the exact same thing with someone else so that you can all grow and kind of develop together. If you get into a rhythm of doing something the right way, think about, you know, I think about people doing the Fresh Start and doing workouts and doing those types of things. If you get into the right habits of a not only workout routine, but I'm thinking more of the form that it requires to do, say, let's say a proper bench press. And you get your wrist proper. Why would you ever, if you can do it properly, why would you ever go back to that old form? Or actually, thinking about my son, who is going into baseball again as a pitcher, he worked a lot on the proper form of just that delivery, right? So the way that the elbow comes back and comes backing up and what the positioning would be. It took a lot of work for him to learn that properly so he could just get that extra 3-4 miles an hour off of his pitch. Why would he ever go back to where his elbow was stuck out, right? You don't go back to poor form after you've learned the right way. And once you learn the right way, you want to carry other people along with you and show them those little tips, right? Show them the little tips of keeping your shoulder back and your elbow coming straight back. And those little things can add up to small little differences. But as those small little differences add up, you can create yourself into a credible, incredible business person, but also an incredible network marketer. I think there was a couple more slides there. But so just as kind of a wrap up, what I really would hope that some of you, that you would all do, some of you are getting kind of late in the night now, but putting this training to practice. We listen to trainings all the time, right? We get some of the most, we get some of the greatest trainings that there are and that I've ever listened to in both my regular business and network marketing. We get in these nightly calls. We say, okay, yeah, that was wonderful. Great. Oh, I loved it so much. That was so wonderful. I learned so much. But do we do anything with it? So my encouragement right now, or my challenge to you, everybody within the next 30 minutes, and please don't everybody call me, or is to go do a three-way call. You know that there are things coming up that you can invite them to, or just a quick introduction to the business, go do one. And that's your challenge within the next 30 minutes. And if you do one, I don't know, Jay will buy you ice cream the next time he sees you. So thank you. I see you there, Jay. Thank you, everybody, for being on here tonight. I really do appreciate your time. I know that there's so many things going on. My life's busy too. I appreciate all of your time tonight. And I really do hope that it makes a difference and we get back to the basics. The simple parts of how you can build yourself and your business are where you need to start. If you're ever wondering, where do I start? Go back to the basics. It's what you do. So thanks, everybody. Somebody end this thing. I don't want
to. Thanks, Gord. Great job.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. Have a good night, everyone.